in the cellar when it's gone.
Drink, drink, the glasses clink,
making tinkly music till the dawn is breaking.
Clang, clang, who cares a dang?
What's the difference when you're on a spree? Over the teeth behind the gums, look out, stomach, here she comes.
I have another drink on me. Gurgle, 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 gurgle. Gurgle, 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 gurgle. Trickle, 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 trickle. Slice of cheese and bite of pickle. Doesn't even cost a nickel now to wash it down.
Whoa! Clink, clink, no more to drink. I had a cellar full, but now it's gone.
Sorry, Justin, I said we were just going to take like 30 seconds, but then I realized my beer was almost empty.
So you had to go run and get another one, I understand.
Yeah.
Brother.
That's come out a little bit.
What do I do now?
So here we are with another episode of DFC. I am your host, JTV. With me is my co-host, Justin Time.
That would be me.
On the couch sleeping, again, is Danny.
And that would be her.
Yes. So
here we are on the top five.
We just watched Top Secret.
A good movie.
Yeah, yeah. And we always try to do our top five based on the...
Something to do with the movie of the week.
So, you know, I thought Val Kilmer movies, but then I looked and I was like, yeah, I might have seen five of them.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't actually really look at it. But, so we decided to do, like, spoof movies. But then, or parodies and things like that. And it was kind of tricky because when you look at some lists of some of these parodies, some of them you have to ask, it's like, is it really a parody? Because some of them, I don't know if, what kind of lists you looked at, because we always, you know, obviously you go online, look at lists and pick out,
yeah.
Oh yeah, that one, that one, that one, yeah, yeah, to make our lists. And a lot of movies on there, I'm like, that's not really a spoof or a
such
parody.
As, can you think of any that come straight to mind?
Well, I can pull that up when we get talking about it. I don't want to like ruin any of our options or any of your, you know, your picks or anything.
Okay.
So we can say it when we get to it if we can, or say it towards the end, I suppose. But I pulled up a definition of a spoof.
Okay.
Which, right out of Google, once again, get the drinker trying to say butta. But spoof is defined as a humorous imitation of something. Typically a film or a particular genre of film in which its characteristic features are exaggerated for comic effect.
So that's any comedy?
Well, it's an imitation, that's a part. The humorous imitation of something, a film or a particular genre of film. I think that's like part of the key. That's funny. It's supposed to be, you know,
yeah.
It's not like a ripoff, which I guess. And then a parody is defined as an imitation of the style of a particular writer, artist, or genre with deliberate exaggeration for comic effect.
Hmm.
So that's their definitions I got online. Like I said, I mean, some movies kind of seem kind of weird if they weren't really seen that way. But we can go through our top five.
Yeah?
Ready to start? I can start mine.
Okay.
My number five is 2007. It's John C. Reilly playing Dewey Cox. Walk Hard.
Okay. All right, that's a good one.
He sleeps with 411 women. He's married three times. He has 36 kids. He's done every drug out there and kicked it. Didn't pay for much of them either, from what I remember.
Yeah.
It's a parody of all those bio.
Walking Tall or whatever.
All the rock and roll bio pictures kind of thing. Big, heavy, like Johnny Cash, yeah. Ray Charles kind of thing.
And even that, what was it, Mark Wahlberg, rock star?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That wasn't...
It was like the culmination of all those movies, like meant to be.
Yeah.
But like, it's the non-spoof version of Dewey Cox.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, they try to make him so badass and epic.
Yeah, Rockstar's pretty good. Jennifer Aniston was in there.
Yeah.
She was on my list last time.
Yeah.
I kind of like her. But, yeah, mine was Walk Hard. The chick from The Office, the girl Pam.
Oh, yeah.
She's the chick in there. And their songs are actually funny, you know, not like Top Secret, where the songs, well, some of the songs are funny, a little bit. They try to be funny. Some of the songs they didn't even try to be funny at all.
Yeah.
And Walk Hard, it's like, I almost want to get the soundtrack, maybe. Never did, never really thought that hard, but
yeah,
I wouldn't be against it. Hey, okay, thanks. Going on the shelf. But they do that. Let's Duet. A lot of the songs are kind of... And then the jokes, see, my thing with making this list was that I made a list of like over 10 movies, and I just grabbed out. Then I went on the IMDb and looked at the quotes and go and read through the quotes.
Oh yeah.
And the more I like kept, I'd laugh out loud on some of these. Those are the ones I knew. Is I read them again, see them there, and those are the ones I was like, okay, I got to keep this one, you know. And I guess from Walk Hard, I want to be like, wrong kid died. His dad always said to him, you know, it's like,
oh, and his great brother words. Gets chopped in half.
He got chopped in half. But that was a late entry to this movie because I forgot about it until just earlier this afternoon.
Oh.
And I was like, oh yeah, so my number 5 I get pulled out.
What was your number 5?
We'll talk about that later.
Okay.
We'll go through our list first and we can talk
about
it.
All right. My number 5, and I kind of cheated with this whole list.
How so?
Because I'm bad with sequels and stuff. I can never remember which jokes in which movie or anything like that. if any of them were a series, I just picked the whole series.
All right.
So my number 5 is the Austin Powers series.
All right.
I grew up with all those movies. You know, they came out and I was the target audience. You know, I was 12, 13-year-old male. You know, dick and fart jokes were funny.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Throw a couple hot babes in there and you got the perfect movie. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So, yeah.
I guess we never set our crossover.
Oh, yeah.
Never bet on that.
I'm gonna go with 2.
Oh. I'd be cheating. I guess I'll go with... I'm going to pick. I'm going to go with 2.
All right.
So, and I already got 1 because Austin Powers is 1.
Oh, nice.
That's my number 4. It's the first movie, International Man of Mystery, 1997. When it first came out, the jokes got old quick because everybody fucking said them back then. That was like the catchphrases the year that everyone.
No,
hey, baby, you know, that kind of shit just. That got old really quick, and then they recycled the same jokes in part 2 and part 3. But part 1 on its own is a fucking hilarious movie. When we saw it, we were fucking rolling. You know, Mike Myers is a funny guy, and it was a great movie. And then, you know, it had Elizabeth Hurley in it, which, you know, can't be bad at all.
No.
You know? He wakes up from the cryogenic freeze. They freeze him.
Yeah, and then he pisses for 20 fucking minutes.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But then Elizabeth Hurley goes over, she's like, you know, a lot's changed since 1967, right? Since 1997 now. And he goes, hey, you know, as long as everyone's having promiscuous sex with anonymous partners about protection, and at the same time they're experimenting with mind-expanding drugs and everything like that, well, then I'll be just fine, baby, or something like that, he says, you know. And
that was not 1997.
Oh, that's when he came back.
Yeah, no, but I'm saying that's not.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Or one.
You know, it was. Oh, yeah, still isn't. You know, but yeah, it's a different world. But drink.
One of the funniest parts of that one, I think, is I'm pretty sure it's got to be in that one when he's going through like the list of all the celebrities that he knew, and you know, so and so died of coke, and he's like, Mama Cass, ham sandwich.
No, is that true?
I don't know.
You don't even have... No?
I never looked it up.
I don't think that's true. I don't know. I would bet that's false.
Probably.
Yeah. We could have shit or bullshit or real shit or something like that we could do.
Sure. I call bullshit.
Yeah, we could have... We could pull out some facts, be like, which one's real, which one's not, or something like that.
Maybe.
We're always looking for some new ways to improve drunk film commentary. If you have any ideas...
We're kind of throwing anything at the wall and seeing what sticks.
Yeah. If you have any ideas or if you like anything we do, drop us a line at drunkfilmcommentary@yahoo.com.
Bang.
We're also on the iTunes. We're on the Facebook. We're on the Stitcher. We're on the Google Play.
Yeah, we're on it all.
We're blowing up, man. I mean,
we're out there.
Yeah, yeah. We got listeners all over the globe. A couple here and there. Two in the UK.
Where did we get that one listener from? Nicaragua?
Oh, we had a lot of, like, these weird countries where I don't know who they are. You know, hey, you're in some weird country that we can't spell?
Send us a line.
Yeah, drop us a line. Tell us what you're doing, because we just want to imagine. Are you sitting in a hut listening to us?
Can you even understand what we're saying?
Yeah, so I don't know. Maybe we're just downloaded by some program or something in that country.
Yeah.
You know, that's possible. But we have a good share of U.S. listeners, too. So, good. But, that was, my number 4 was, also Austin Powers.
Okay.
International Man of Mystery, which is the first one. Second one was The Spy Who Shagged Me. The third one was Goldmember, right?
Yeah, and then wasn't that the fourth one?
Oh, I don't think so.
I don't know. I can never remember. I'm bad with that shit. But then, yeah, so my number four, and this
there was The Love Guru.
Oh, yeah, there was The Love Guru.
Was that, that was four, no, though.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway. You know.
Anyways, my number four is it's the Naked Gun series.
Oh, you're just doing the series, huh?
Yeah.
All right.
Like I said, all the jokes run together. You know
so
what I mean?
Big O.J. Simpson fan?
Oh, love O.J.
Sicko.
Oh, he's great. he sold me a knife and a pair of gloves one time, real cheap.
What's the name of his character?
I don't even remember at the moment.
Oh, come on. You're doing research on this?
Not lately.
It was
not
his last name.
Half hour where I would remember.
Like Johnson or something. I don't know. Yeah, I'm not sure. He has something named Blueberg or... I don't know.
Mockingbird?
I don't know. Yeah, fuck. I gotta look it up. Hold on.
My dad would know right off top.
Bloomberg? Goldberg? You totally hear me tapping.
Tap away.
Tappy. Alright, now he's the...
Tap-a-roo.
Goldberg? No, it's... Cass. Where's the Cass? Right here.
Come on.
O.J. Simpson. Nordberg,
there it is.
There it is, yes. One of Frank's colleagues. He and Frank are partners for about 5 years. He's Frank's best friend. He always puts himself in very painful situations in all the films. He finds himself being chased after by enraged Frank when he believes that Nordberg had an affair with Jane. I remember that. You remember that? Jane was the Presley chick.
Yeah.
She was
no, he like chases him down the street or something.
Okay. But Priscilla Presley, she was
I think he throws a garbage can or something.
She was smoking in those movies.
Right? Oh, yeah.
That's about all I remember from that, and she married Elvis.
Yeah.
I mean, but yeah, she was good. She
I see why Elvis married her.
Yeah, and that was, you know, he's been dead for 10 years. And she,
yeah.
She was like in her 40s and shit, probably. Yeah. Yeah, she was great. All right, cool. All right, my number three?
Yep.
All right. Can I give you, like, my favorite line and just see if you can guess it?
Sure.
All right. So one guy talking to another guy. He's interviewing him. He's like, your qualifications? He says, rape, murder, arson, and rape. He said, you said rape twice. I like rape.
That's Police Academy, right?
No. This is a good one here. They said you was hung. They was right. 1974, Blazing Saddles.
Oh, okay.
Gene Wilder.
That's a good one. That's
Cleveland
a good one.
Little.
Damn,
yeah.
Didn't even think of that.
Harmon Corman. It's a parody. It's a spoof
yeah.
of westerns. You know,
yeah.
It definitely fits the category. So, it's one of Mel Brooks' best ones. One of his first ones, but it's one of his great ones. This is one of them that I was, like I said, I was looking at quotes and I was giggling. You know, sitting at my desk at work, giggling, reading these quotes from this movie.
That one that always the one scene that always cracks me up is when they're eating the kielbasa, and it's supposed to be like his dick.
Oh yeah. But the shit they got away with then was like crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of great quotes that I don't really, not drunk enough to say right now. I just didn't grab them either. But, yeah, it was just, dang, I was lucky I dong-gone nearly lost a $400 hand car. Yeah, when they were drowning in the quicksand. But, yeah, it was a great flick. I had to throw some Mel Brooks on here. And, Blazing Saddles, my number three.
That's a good call.
Oh, yeah. And you got to see the original. You can't watch the fucking Comedy Central
TV version
of this movie.
No.
This is one that you got to see. I think it's rated R.
Yeah.
And it's an R. But it's very un-PC. If you've ever seen Blazing Saddles, this is a different kind of comedy that you're not going to see today.
No, they'll probably never make another movie like that one.
Well, I mean, I guess it's kind of like on a level like Chappelle's Show kind of did, maybe.
Yeah.
This is done by a white Jewish guy.
Yeah.
Not by, our brother. So that made it even weirder, I guess. But he was doing a timepiece, so that's kind of what it was in the 19th century, So, but yeah, so you're number three, Justin. Huh?
My number three is the Airplane series.
Oh, yeah.
One and two.
One and two?
Yeah. The uno and the dos.
You like number two as well?
Number two is okay.
Yeah, I haven't seen number two in so long.
Yeah, it's not as good as one, but few things are as good as Airplane One.
What's the best part of Airplane One?
Well, let's see. There's either the part where they have Bob flying the plane. That
is
one.
He the blow guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That
yeah,
one always cracks me up.
The co-pilot? Yeah. And then automatic co-pilot.
Yeah. Right. And then Kareem Abdul-Jabbar always cracks me up.
When that kid rips on his score, and my dad says, you're shit, or something like that. Yeah. Hey, you know, I try out there. Blah, blah, blah.
I do my best.
Yeah.
The second dying girl. The Don't Call Me Shirley is always a good one.
Shirley, you can't be serious.
I am serious. Don't call me Shirley.
Hey, Johnny, what do you make of this? Oh, I can make a hat.
Yeah.
That was one of my almost, yeah. Looks like I picked the wrong week to quit sniffing glue. Looks like I picked the wrong week to quit amphetamines. But, yeah, that was a good one. So, good pick. Good pick.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. My number two. Let's see. I'm on TV. Oh, shit. First Cops. Now this. I want to be a star, son.
Oh,
2000. Marlon Wayans. Shannon Elizabeth. Scary movie.
Oh, my God.
Come on. Remember that part? Damon Wayans out there with the press all around because the girl got murdered. He says that line. He says, how close were you to the victim? Oh, real close. Right till the roofies wore off. Then when she started talking about pressing charges, pulled my tongue out of her ass and left. That movie just, especially like the first like third of that movie, is just hilarious. I don't know about the sequels. They
kind of kill the first one.
Well, I won't even give a chance. I watched. I went to part two, and I walked out. It was one of the few cinemas movies that I walked out of with Scary Movie 2. I was in there for like a half hour. I went there to see the James and Bob Strike Back trailer. It was before all of everything was right there on the tip of your fingers, but went there to see that, and then we sat and watched Scary Movie 2 for not long, and I was like, no, let's fucking go. I'm like, okay. It was just god awful, and I haven't seen any other ones though. But I guess the Zuckers come back for what is that? Scary Movie 3 and 4. David Zucker directs those two, so I don't know if they're any good or not, but maybe.
Well, there's one with like Charlie Sheen. That's all right. Like, it's got some good jokes.
Okay, that's probably one of those. Yeah. Is that like five now?
Yeah, I have no idea. Like I said, that stuff like that, all of them run together.
Yeah, well, I haven't seen all of them, so I just.
Yeah.
But I remember the first one was fucking hilarious. I mean,
First one was pretty good.
Does this shirt make me look gay? No. Rips around. How about now?
And I just love how he keeps hitting people because his wife's giving him a blowjob in the car. The dad from the very beginning.
Yeah.
He hits the daughter, and then he hits the dude at the end.
Yeah. Well, then the very end, the giveaway, Doofy.
Yeah.
And then they pull the Usual Suspects thing. Sorry, spoiler if you haven't seen it. But they do a Usual Suspects tribute at the end of it. With Doofy, where he pulls the Kevin Spacey move,
he gets all his stuff and just looks at hair. Yeah. And
hops in the car with,
with the chick.
Yeah, with his chick. Yeah, that's a good one, though.
Yeah, Usual Suspects is a good fucking movie.
Yeah, it is. I haven't seen that in a long time, so. Yeah, it's a. Well, that was your number three?
That was my number three.
All right, so.
My airplane. You just did your number two.
Oh, my number two was Scary Movie. Yeah. I said that one, so. Yeah, all right, so your number two.
I'm going to go ahead and throw Top Secret at my number two.
Top Secret, what's that? I'm not familiar with that.
It's a little film directed by the Zazz team in 1984. Starring Val Kilmer in his film debut.
It sounds like the movie I just watched.
Yeah.
Hey. Yeah, all right.
It's got a cow in it.
Well, I mean, you gave it like the above or highest rating, so
yeah,
you pushed it over the top. So hey, I imagine this is. I can't believe it's not any higher than number two.
It's only number two. Only because there's one reason why that the next series of movies are my number one.
All right, and. What's your favorite part of Top Secret?
It's either the grenade part, just the way he yells grenade. just him saying that cracks me up every time.
Yeah,
it's either that.
Mine's the fucking cow. I mean, come on.
That the cow.
The cow just walking around the boots. It's so cute. But I'm a sucker for animal shots. So.
Yeah, it's a tie between the grenade and the and the cheese on the pizza.
Jeez,
that one always cracks me up.
I speak a little German.
Yeah.
Or I know a little German.
We've talked about it for the last hour, but there's a lot of really funny jokes in there.
Yeah.
It gets me every time.
That's your number two, huh?
Yep.
Cool. All right. So, my number one? There we're at.
Yep, number one. Numero unos.
All right. Mine was almost one of those. I wasn't sure if it was a spoof, but it's full of spoofs. And it's a 1989 movie starring Weird Al Yankovic. UHF.
Oh.
You ever see UHF?
No, but my old roommate used to talk about it all the time.
You never saw UHF, Justin?
Nope, never seen it. I've been told I need to see it.
God damn! You know what Weird Al Yankovic is, right? You're familiar with him?
Doesn't he play a ukulele?
I'm going to punch you in the fucking head.
Yeah, I know who the fuck Weird Al is.
But you haven't seen this movie, though.
No, I haven't seen this movie.
Oh, man, he's the star of it. He inherits a TV station, like an old, like, shitty VHF, or UHF, of course, name and title, UHF TV station. And he designs his own original programming for it. So he has all these like little satires of shows. And his girlfriend is Victoria Jackson, the perky blonde from Saturday Night Live in like the mid-late 80s. And his janitor is Michael Richards from Seinfeld.
Okay.
Kramer?
Yeah.
He's in it. He plays like kind of like a dim janitor who ends up being like a star on like the kids show that's on their network. And they become like a big deal. And It's fucking hilarious, man. It's fucking great. It's, and then, of course, you know, there's conflict and things like that. Things happen, but that's my,
conflict things happen.
Yeah, yeah.
You know.
But that's my number one is UHF 1989. Nice. So, how about you? What's your number one?
It's a little, film. Goes by the title, The Postman. Starring
The Postman?
Starring Kevin Costner.
That's not a spoof.
No, I'm just fucking with you.
What?
I tried to pick like the most like serious drama I could think of in my head. You know? Like the most boringest, lamest movie.
Dude, it's 2:00 in the morning. Come on, that's not cool.
No, my number one is the Police Academy series of movies.
Oh. Wow, yeah, I didn't consider it really those. But yeah, you're right.
Spoofs on all the buddy cop movies, you know.
Well, just like police shows.
Yeah,
like that.
All that Dragnet, all that shit.
Yeah, yeah, right, that's cool.
Yeah,
that's a nice one.
And for me,
what's your favorite Police Academy movie?
I put them all together. I don't know. One, yeah. I guess. I don't know.
Really?
I can never keep them all in track. I don't know.
You're just making it up.
No. I've never sat down and watched one, and then two, and then three.
I saw two before I saw one. So, like, two and three are my favorites, I think.
Yeah.
But those are the ones with Bobcat Goldthwait and the little nerdy guy. I forgot his name. Sweet Chunk. I think his name was in the show. But, yeah, they're both in two and three.
Oh, okay.
But number one, I don't remember that well. But two and three are both pretty good. But, yeah.
Oh, big fan of the Winslow.
Oh, Michael Winslow, yeah, yeah. Speaking of that, that's one of my almost made it. Spaceballs. He's in
there. Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
That one just got pulled out. The one I pulled out the last second was Spinal Tap.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even think of that
That was a good one. You know, that almost made it.
See, the more we're talking about it, the more I'm thinking of good ones.
Yeah. Airplane, you know, was almost made it too.
Yeah.
Mars Attacks, I was thinking about that one. Like,
I guess that would kind of be,
spoof, kind of. Young Frankenstein, that's another Mel Brooks one.
Yeah.
So. I just stuck with one Mel Brooks.
See, I was thinking about putting like the Monty Python movies on.
That's another one that's kind of like
but yeah, but I was like, I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of weird what it actually is, a spoof. I mean, they're not really around much anymore. I mean, they have these new ones out there like the superhero movie, the vampire movie.
Yeah.
The date movie, shit like that. And it's just...
And they're telling you that that's all they're doing is making fun of these movies.
There is
they're
that 50
stupid.
Shades of Black that came out.
Oh,
that's Marlon Wayans. You know, he's been funny in the past, so maybe that's worth a rental at least when it comes out, I think.
But yeah.
I know that was just out in theaters recently. So if you've seen it, hey, hit us up on Drunk Film Commentary.
At yahoo.com.
Hey. But, Shaun of the Dead was another one on my list.
Oh, man, I didn't think of that one either.
I wasn't sure if it was... It wasn't, didn't really feel that spoofy. It was more like a comedy set in zombies.
Yeah.
It didn't... but, I mean, then again, it did. I don't know. It's kind of hard to define totally. That was like one of those that's kind of weird, but... I pulled out the top box office movies of spoofs, according to Box Office Mojo.
Okay.
Which is like the king of box office numbers, websites goes. Number one and number two are both Austin Powers. Gold Member's number one, Spy with Shagney's number two. Number three is Scary Movie, number four is Scary Movie 3, number five is Scary Movie 4. So top five is two franchises right there.
Okay.
So number six is Starsky and Hutch, 2004, which I don't really remember. I remember
Owen,
the old
Owen
show.
Wilson and...
Maybe, yeah, it was based on the old TV show.
Yeah.
Number seven is Naked Gun 2.5.
Not 33 and a third?
That's later on. Number eight is Airplane, number nine is Naked Gun. Number 10 is Scary Movie 2. So, but even the top movie made $213 million in 2002. These movies don't make a whole lot.
Yeah.
But I guess they don't cost a lot either, like we talked about before.
Yeah.
I like the, you know, the budget's small enough where you can make, you know, Meet the Spartans, yeah, and do it on shitty, you know.
Yeah.
Fucking
you
Photoshop.
do it for $15 million, you make 30.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, you doubled your money, you're good. I can put that in, make another one. Keep
yeah.
on doing that. You keep on doing that. People keep on watching this bullshit. Keeps on happening. But
if it doesn't sell in theaters, fucking Netflix will buy it from you.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. But one of the superhero movies, I think it was a superhero movie, one of the hero movies, or the blank movies, that's what I meant, the blank movies.
Oh, yeah.
Like it was a superhero one, was done by one of the Zazz teams.
Well, that one's, I've seen that one before. It's
a superhero movie?
Yeah. There's a couple of pretty good lines in it. Like, there's one where the guy's, like, he pulls out his, like, special knife or whatever.
Yeah.
And he's like, it's so sharp, it can cut through diamonds. He's like, well, my suit's not made of diamonds. You know what I mean? Just stupid shit like that.
A lot of these, they'll just, like, they'll throw, like, the random celebrity, like, they'll throw fucking Kim Kardashian on the street.
Yeah.
On her phone and be like, blah, blah, and she gets to have a bus, and that's the joke.
Yeah.
That's kind of
yeah,
old.
She gets picked up by the bird of prey that's flying through downtown New York.
Randomly,
or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, some of that just kind of... Well, but then they need to throw a joke every minute. Joke a minute kind of thing.
Yeah.
That kind of comedy you need. I guess you need jokes like that, maybe. Maybe this day and age, at least. But it'd be nice to see some new spoofs. Some good ones, at least.
Yeah, good one.
But, you know, Mel Brooks is all but dead. The Zucker brothers aren't together again. It'd be nice if they got together and did one more, like, goofy fucking shit.
Yeah.
But they probably wouldn't. No one would pay attention to it, so.
I'd go see it.
But, so that's our top five.
Yeah, I guess, huh?
We made it through our top five spoof movies without too many arguments or anything. Kinda. And what was our overflow? What happened with
that? We had one crossover.
So neither one was one, huh?
No.
We both said two.
No points this week.
We had Austin Powers. And, yeah, that's it. Number two, number. Yeah. No screen movie, yeah. All right, cool. So, that does it for that one.
Yeah.
I guess we're looking ahead.
Yeah, what's up for next week?
So, you picked the last movie. You
yep.
picked the.
I picked Top Secret.
Top Secret. So, in turn, this time it is a random dice roll. And usually we have Danielle here for us. Danielle?
You want in?
She's still sleeping.
Okay.
She's not answering. But, so I took over, and I'm going to give these clues to Justin. So, Justin, you want to start the tagline?
Yes, please.
All right. The suspense of Alien. The excitement of Jaws. The fun of Back to the Future. That's tough. The second one. Eight legs.
Eight-legged freaks?
No.
Okay. Arachnophobia?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
1990, Arachnophobia is our next. Next movie? It stars Jeff Daniels?
Yeah.
John Goodman's in it.
Yeah, I was going to say, I know John Goodman's in it.
I'm sold. John Goodman's in it.
Oh, I hate this fucking movie.
Have you seen it?
Yeah. There's one scene where they're in the shower, and, like, the spiders attack the chick or whatever, and as a kid, that scene freaked me out. Like, I'm not really scared of spiders or anything.
Yeah.
But that one scene gives me the heebie-jeebies. You know what I mean? So I might skip that scene.
You're going to skip a scene?
Maybe. Probably not.
Why would you do that? But, so that's our... Trying to play this. stuck them with her.
Damn, I didn't know that was on the list.
I guess so. Trying to play the trailer. It's not coming through.
That sucks.
But anyway, alright, so this is TLC. Hey, you made this long. Good job, folks.
Proud of you.
Yeah. I guess we're not going to have the Arachnophobia trailer right now.
No Arachnophobia trailer for you guys. You can Google it yourself.
Oh, hey.
Hey.
The Jennings
never mind.
Family has just moved to the small town of Kanawha. Oh,
I hate the pause button.
Smell that air. Oh, God.
In search of a simpler life.
Want a blue level bullfrog? Okay.
It's the perfect place.
If I cry,
until.
Rhyme,
except for one pesky little problem.
Always
right. Look at the web.
The web?
I have a terrible fear of spiders.
Come on, we live in the country now. It's time to work through this irrational, paralyzing terror.
Hope I can find this movie.
Hollywood Pictures and Amblin Entertainment present Jeff Daniels.
Honey, we're in the living room. Kill a spider.
And John Goodman.
Don't pretend, Doc. Infestation management.
I got just fine.
Would anybody object if I tore this floor out?
I would.
False alarm, then, lead on. There's no spider here.
Every so often in a little town somewhere, there is a health scare.
There's a rumor going around that some kind of spider might have killed Sam Metcalf.
Spiders make convenient
cults. There's no spider.
That's
here.
The
I think one of your Venezuelan spiders hitched a ride here.
There may be some spiders around here that are very dangerous.
Use the warlock.
Just run.
They spread out from a central nest in a web-like pattern and dominate the entire area. When that happens, this town is dead.
Better record my private stock.
Rock and roll!
Hollywood Pictures and Amblin Entertainment present Arachnophobia. 8 legs, 2 fangs, and an attitude.
Perk up, Lloyd. If we find the spider that did this, you can arrest him.
Arachnophobia. Thrillomedy.
A thrillomedy? Is that what they called it?
Yeah.
Wow, that's something. So, okay, that's our next episode. Take care. Bye, everybody.
All right, we'll see you.